now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra is still selling series tickets for its upcoming season, which will open this coming Saturday. Individual tickets are also available. We'll be speaking with the conductor of the symphony a little later on this week about their program. And it starts off with a commission piece that has to do with the Atchafalaya. And if you'd like to know more about their season, which is based around the theme of water, you can go to their website and you can call them about information on tickets. You can register now for the Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade, which will take place on October 20th. Registration for boats is now open. You can stop by their website, which is bayouvermiliondistrict.org. The UL Lafayette Dance Guild will offer a creative movement class for children ages 5 through 9. The class will run October 4th through November 22nd at UL Lafayette's McLaurin Gym. The teachers will be Lynn Clearfield and Melissa Ross. To register, the website is danceguild.blogspot.com, or you can call at 849-3564 to register your child. Series tickets are now available for the Louisiana Crossroads series at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Their website is acadianacenterforthearts.org. Their singer-songwriter series tickets are also on sale. Lafayette General Health Foundation will hold its annual gala on Thursday, October 3rd at the Hyman Performing Arts and Convention Center. For tickets, you can contact Jeff Daly at 202-834-0121 or go to the Lafayette General Health Foundation website. The play She Stoops to Conquer opened this past weekend and will continue for the next two weekends. The performances are at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. And the UL Lafayette Art Museum, the Hilliard Art Museum, opened several new exhibits this past weekend. They are now open to the public. Intimate Science, A Continuous Mark, Gumbo, Connecting Community and Collections. And for more information, you can stop by the Hilliard University Art Museum website. Bike Lafayette will hold its annual membership meeting tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Rosa Parks Transportation Center. Stop by their website, bikelafayette.org, for further information. And if you are heading to New Orleans, there's a new film series. If you head down there or have friends, it's called the Created Equal film series. The first one will be this Wednesday, September 18th at 6 o'clock, and it's called The Abolitionists. The film is the abolitionists, about the early abolitionists who made up that early movement. The films will be shown at the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities building. For more information, you can stop by their website. The Louisiana Hemophilia Foundation is having a fundraiser this Thursday, September 19th at River Oaks. For more information, you can go to their website, which is lahemo.org, for more information about this gala in Lafayette. There will be a free Native American Culture Day at Vermilionville this Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. until 4. There will be music and cooking and arts, and a number of different tribes will be represented from Louisiana. There will be also films shown at the day. So information is available at their website, vermilionville.org, or you can give them a call. It's a free Culture Day this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4, their Native American Culture Day. And the Walk to Help ALS will be taking place on September 28th, Saturday, September 28th, in Girard Park. All proceeds will go towards local patient programs and ALS research. You can register by going to www.walktodefeatals.org. And in Lake Charles, Teuton Park has announced an education program on gardening. On Thursday, September 26th, there will be a program called Grow Your Own Nutrient-Dense Food, and that will be at Teuton Park. For more information, you can call them or go to their website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you missed Bonjour Louisiane in the morning, you can go to our website, search for the program, and listen to the show you'd like to listen to, or download them for listening to later on. Maybe you missed Medicine Ball Caravan, or you'd just like to hear it again. That's all at our website. Just search for the show. Blues Box, Medicine Ball Caravan, Big Band Swings, any of our locally produced programs, and you can listen to them again on our website, the archived shows, or download them for your convenience. You can also support KRVS securely at any time by clicking on that support button or the pledge now button and make your contribution securely to KRVS. Perhaps you've gotten a renewal notice and you can fulfill that renewal on our website. That's all at krvs.org. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we have From the Top. That's with Chris O'Reilly. And at 8 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz. 8 to 10, it's John Green's Night Train Jazz and Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, it's NPR's All Things Considered.